assessor if we want to. Local control tends to be the best way to handle this, because that gives us power to avoid those overreaching regulations from St. Louis. That we don't need density, you know, requirements. We don't need a lot of the regulations that they need in those, you know, busy municipalities. So we felt that local control, and we knew this fight was going to happen because the hotel lobbies, they just won't stop. They just will not stop. We are all here because of the hotel lobby. That's why we are here. It's the only reason why we are here. She campaigned on it. It's why we're here. So we are all letting one industry try to force a change in another industry. We are letting corporate dollars and lobbying dollars force a change in the vacation rental industry, which is the only industry right now that is helping single moms create jobs. You know, my wife started cleaning houses and vacation rentals, you know, and they're making a much higher wage. We now hire single moms to clean our vacation rentals. If you ask Neil's Furniture Store if they've benefited from the hotels or if they've benefited from the vacation rental industry, which is creating a great deal of economic boon for our area. Repair servicemen, right? Every single one of us has been touched economically by the vacation rental industry. It's where the trend is going. And you wouldn't take Netflix and over-regulate it because Blockbuster isn't renting any movies, you know? And it's just the trend in travel that's changing this way. So why would we try to force one industry or suppress by over-regulating one industry? This is the third act of discrimination against vacation rental owners this year. We had the moratorium. No other industry was faced with a moratorium in this county except for vacation rentals. They were singled out and suppressed because the county didn't have the resources to address the influx of the massive trend that's changing. And we're following that same pattern now. We're trying to use an archaic classification system to classify vacation rentals when it's new and it's progressive. And we had the same problem with Uber. And if you go back and you look at the Uber legislation that passed, they weren't considered commercial. They were just considered individual operators. You know, so we have this new sharing economy and a new way of doing things, which is why, and I had a lot of conversations with Chuck when he was the assessor. And Chuck basically, I thought, did a really good job of trying to mitigate the issue of saying, okay, what is fair? I understand that in some cases, some people rent these out long term, and a lot of them do, right? The free market should prevail here, right? You shouldn't let these hotel lobbies force all of us to make a decision on an archaic tax classification. So there should be some type of middle ground here, and I believe that's what needs to be sought out at the state level. Maybe a new tax classification. If you look at other states, like Wisconsin, their Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court voted vacation rentals, residential. There's one.
The state Supreme Court?
Yeah.
What in state Supreme
Wisconsin.
Court?
You got that listed, I assume, here.
I know. That's additional research that I had done. And I wouldn't agree that...
Can you send us that?
Yeah, I can send
it.
I can Google it. I would disagree that hotels and vacation rentals compete for the same guest. I would say they serve a similar guest. Because I don't think anybody that had 20 people that wanted to come to town would rent individual hotel rooms. And I would say that the free market should prevail, because why are hotels not making a change to address the demand? Why are they not remodeling and creating two or three or four family suites and using the same marketing platforms with which to obtain customers, and also use their advantages by having concierge services on site, you know, restaurants, laundry, daily maid service? Vacation rentals cannot do these things. And if I go to the city of Branson, where I am on both of these properties, where I am classified as high density residential, where vacation rental is an allowed use, I can't do any other commercial activity from that property.
So the city of Branson has you as
high density residential.
High density residential.
But yet I would be taxed as commercial? Question mark? So
we understand the zoning of all of these properties is going to be residential.
Not necessarily. In the county, it would be zoned NR1 in some cases. And in some cases, it would be a special use permit, right? So the first act of discrimination was not allowing any vacation rental owners to get special use permits, you know, having to retrofit properties with sprinkler systems. When a government makes a decision, and if you look at Arizona, they just did this. They added this language to their constitution as it pertains to vacation rentals. Government should show a compelling governmental interest on whether or not a change should be made. When the change should be made, it should be narrowly tailored and use the least restrictive means, not the most restrictive means. And I would argue that this act right here is the most restrictive means. I just spent $30,000 trying to retrofit a property with a sprinkler system, and that was the most restrictive means. And the least restrictive means in that example would be only to disclose to my guests that a sprinkler system didn't exist. Right. So we are forced as individual citizens time and time and time again to sue for our rights because of government overreach. And this is the third case this year. And this is why you guys aren't at your offices right now. It's why you're here, because the people are speaking.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And we agreed with the last statement.
Go ahead.
And I know that, I mean, I know you're very passionate about this. I